The Guardian.
I brought a group down from Chicago. I had organized a band, some musicians, and he had been to my meeting 2 or 3 weeks before, and one of the guys, Ben Branch, had played Precious Lord on the saxophone. He was intrigued by that. So we were practicing the singing we were going to do that night at the rally. We were going first to Reverend Betty Kyle's home for dinner. We were coming across the courtyard. He was coming out of the door.
He being?
Dr. King. And
on the balcony. And you were on the ground
floor. Uh-huh. And as he came out, Reverend Kyle's went this way. See, somebody said, Jess, we're on the way to Reverend Kyle's home for dinner. You don't have on time. So I said, Doc, you know, the prerequisite for eating is an appetite, not a tie. And he laughed. We laughed about that. And then he looked down and said to Ben Branch, you know, who had on the scene once before at that meeting, be sure to pray my favorite song tonight, Precious Lord. Ben said, I will. And as he looked, I said, Doc, that's what it, right there. Next, I heard someone saying, get low, get low, because there were several of us in the courtyard. And whoever was that shot him could have, you know, if...
Did you know it was a shot? Or did you?
Oh, no doubt. He hit him. There's no doubt what had happened. Someone saying, get low, get low. And I remember getting low, crawling, running toward the steps. You see that picture of us pointing at that? By the time Anna was there and some other guy was there. And we reason was pointing because the police were coming toward us with drawn guns. And we were saying that the shot came from that way. It couldn't have come from behind us. It came from that way. We were saying that way. And I remember, blood everywhere. A man named Mr. Withers, a photographer, scooped up a cup of it. It was eerie. And I remember Dr. Abernathy saying, get back. This is my friend. I'm his dearest friend. Martin, it's going to be all right. He was talking about the King, but he was really dead up on impact. And I got up at that point and took a long walk. I was in the room next to him. And I called Mrs. King because I had the phone by his bed and said, Yellow Jess, I said, hi, Miss King. I said, Dr. King has been shot, I think, in the shoulder. I think you should come over as quick as you can. I couldn't say, really. I didn't have the strength to say what I thought I had just seen.
There was controversy over whether you held Dr. King as he died. Can you clarify that point?
No, he was down. I reached down. You know, I didn't hold him. That's not true. I never said that.
Right.
There was blood everywhere. And we all... There is a picture of us kneeling down together by him. There's another picture of us pointing. I didn't like... That's not true. Because he was back against the... rail.
Right.
The point is, I was there, and it reminded me sometime of the New Testament, where you have several people who saw the same thing and saw it differently. So that was a defining moment in American history, because really you really have before and after Martin Luther King, the social justice agenda came. The courts changed the law. Dr. King changed the culture.
The fact that he was assassinated, what did that do both to you in terms of your political career, but also in terms of the way America then went on to develop?
It put upon those of us there the burden to not stop, to say one bullet, we must not allow one bullet to kill the whole movement. If we stop, we betray the dreamer and the dream. We must go on. 40 years later, people of color High infant mortality rate, shorter life expectancy, more unemployed, less education, product exploitation. We pay more for cars, we pay more for houses, we pay more for less, live under stress and don't live as long. That's our characteristic 40 years later. I was in Selma this weekend, 43 years after the march on Selma. 43 years ago, if you came in Alabama with a tag from another state, you were arrested. Viola Luizzo, a white woman, killed. Serena Goodman Cheney killed. Viola Luizzo killed. Jimmy Lee Jackson killed. Meg Evers about the right to vote. And then here we are, 43 years later, with an African-American male and a white female as the conduits through which a new America is being born. Of Hillary and Barack are not the sources of change, they're the conduits through which the change is taking place. But that's a part of our evolution.
They do represent something.
And when I see, you know, men voting for a woman and whites voting for a black in great numbers, that is a significant rebirth moment for America.
Right.
There are challenges that lie ahead in that, but we are going through a transformation unlike we've ever been through before. There'll never, no matter how the Hillary Barack thing comes out, there'll never again be an argument why a black or a woman can't fit on a ticket. This is a new emerging America.
So this is more about America than about Obama.
In that sense, I think he's run a phenomenal candidate at a phenomenal time when man meets his time.
He is a
very able candidate. He has the manner, the message, the money, the exquisite timing, and at and the convergence between America is of what America is becoming. So it's all kind of zeitgeist moment, fullness of time. It's kind of happening, you know.
Okay, final question. It's to reduce everything to a ridiculous level, but the mountaintop speech, Dr. King talked about going to the mountaintop. Here's the mountain. How far up the mountain do you think Black America is?
Oh, when you see an African-American governor of Massachusetts who came from a housing project in Chicago and a chance to develop, and as the governor of Massachusetts, you see a young man who was my 88 campaign delegate, who is physically differently able and now about to become governor of New York State. When you see 42 blacks in the Congress and about the same number of Hispanics in Congress, and you see the voting patterns, you see tremendous growth beyond. You see Barack the leading in delegates and popular vote to be Democratic nominee. That's some of the promised land beyond the mountaintop.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.